sewage toilets here. We had a little house in the back where you, a little wooden thing in the back, what you call an outdoor house, they call it, but we call it the old privy. And it had two stools for the grown up, and my daddy made another one for us to sit on. But it was funny. We had to keep it clean. We had to scrub, you know, the floors of it and the seat of it. And my mother used to get this yellow brick from the yard, and we beat this brick and put grandma powder in it.
Yes, ma'am.
And we scrub it with that, and it was kept clean all the time. And that's a place I can never forget. I caught the worst whipping about that toilet. My mother had a cat 9 and 10. She said, "Spank us, but we didn't do right." She whipped me with it one day, and I didn't like it. I threw it in that toilet. Boy, did I get it. She put my little body down that hole and made me reach that stick out of her rubber gloves. Made me reach that strap out of there. And made me took the hose and clean it. And when it was dry, I caught her whipping again. But I learned my lesson. I never tried that again. Well, anyways, we had that outdoor house. We had oil lamps. We didn't have electric like they have now. We had the oil lamps, kerosene oil.
Yes, ma'am.
And we had one that you put in a little galvanized thing. You could hang it on the wall. And then we had two with a foot to it that you could carry around. And we had a big one with a big globe on it. And it was real nice. It was kerosene oil. And we also never bought coffee like people buy enough. You know, you'd buy the coffee already ground. My mother used to buy the green coffee, and we parched that coffee. And we had an old-fashioned mill that you put it in, and you turn that, and you grind your own coffee.
Yeah.
So we did that.
How do you like your coffee?
I like a dark parch, real dark, but I like sugar and cream in it. And
I know some people take their coffee.
It's black. My mother just poured it from the pot, black, and drank it. She never put anything in it. But I don't like it like that. It's too bitter.
You've always?
Yeah. Because when we were kids coming up, my dad would get up 5 o'clock in the morning to go to work. And I was the baby of the family. I always get up with him. He'd fix me a cup of coffee. I don't know if you know what shot cake bread is, do you?
Well, tell me about it. How you make it?
It's like biscuit bread. You make up a biscuit. And then you roll this out flat. And you put no grease in the frying pan. We had these old-fashioned iron pots, and he would put some grease in that iron pot, and he'd fry this bread, and he'd flip it over. And we call that shortcake bread. Today they call it turnover bread. And we'd have that with coffee in the morning with molasses, not syrup, because we didn't buy syrup. My daddy said molasses was the best for us, and we got that. So those are the things we did. And we used to have an OK train. And the evenings like that, when we'd come from school and we'd all get our work done, because we had the old-fashioned wooden stove, and we had to, my father used to get tree limbs, and he had a block in the backyard, and he cut these limbs, and we, my brother, had to stack them, and then he had to make kindling, some of the pine for us, and we had that to do. Now, one of us, we had 4 of us, 3 girls and a boy. My brother had to keep up with the kindling. You know what the kindling is?
That's the wood that you...
Yeah, you take some of the pine and you cut it up into splinters. And that's how you start your fire. You would put some paper in your stove, and then you put this kindling, and then you scratch a match to it. Then you put pieces of tree logs in there. And that was my brother's job, to keep up with the wood and the stuff like that. My job was to clean the kitchen and parch the coffee and grind it. And the other two girls had to keep up with the house, help my mother with the groceries. And then we had, for washing, we didn't have a washing machine like they have now. We had a furnace that you bring.